Okay, today is Daf Zayin. We are on Daf Zayin Amaral, second line from the top, and today's Daf will learn Refuah Shlema for Tzvi Dov Ben Charna. Person should have Refuah Shlema. So here we go. Amar Biavo, Gadol Yom HaGishamim mitzchias emesim. The day of rains is greater than tchias emesim. Why? Dilu tchias emesim l'tzadikim. Tchias emesim is only for tzadikim. V'ilu gishamim ben l'tzadikim ben l'rishayim. The Gishamim is for everybody. It's a fantastic thing for everybody, right? Very good. Fantastic. Upligi de Rabbi Yosef. Rabbi Yosef argues on this. Dam Rabbi Yosef. Mitoch shehi shekula ketchias ha-mesim. Kavu b'tchias ha-mesim. It's not greater than tchias ha-mesim. It's as great as tchias ha-mesim. And that's why rain and tchias ha-mesim are in the same bracha of Shmon Esrei. That's why. Because they're like each other. It's not anyone greater than the other. Fine. Amar Yehuda, Gadol Yom Gishamim, Ki Yom Shenitner BaTorah. The day of rain is as great as the day of the giving of the Torah. Shenemar, Yarof. How do they translate the word Yarof in the art school? Yarof.
Yarof, my teachings.
Yarof, my teachings. Kamatar, Likhi, are like rain. Then lichi is a portion. If ein lekach el Torah, ki lekach tov nasati lachem tarasi al tazovu. So what do you see from here? That Torah is compared to rain. Rava Amar Yosem Yom Shnitna B'Torah. It's greater than the day of rain. Shnemar, because it says Yarov Kamatar lichi. Torah Yarov is teachings. Torah is like rain. Mi nitle b'mi. When you compare one thing to the other, what do you compare? You say, Havi Omer, Kata Nitle Begadol. The smaller one is like the bigger one. Right? You say, that low official is as great as the president. You don't say the president is as great as the mayor of some town no one ever heard of. You don't do it like that. You say the smaller one's compared to the bigger one. So too, when it says, Yarav Kamatar Likhi, right? That the smaller thing is like the bigger one. So rain is like the day of giving of the Torah. Rav Rami, one second. Iksiv it says, Yarov Kamata Lichi. Uksiv it says, Vatizal Katal Imrasi. My teachings will be spread like dew. So is it like rain or like dew? So Im Talmud Chacham, Hagan Hu Katal. If it's a Talmud Chacham, it's like rain. It's like dew. Why is dew? Dew is very nice and it doesn't bother anybody. Vim Lav, and if not, Orfehu Kamatar. Let it, Rashi says, Hargehu, let it kill him like water, like rain, right?
What does that mean?
That's a good question, right? So others have that the Rashi shouldn't say Hargehu, but Hargohu, which like, he should be killed, B'dei Shemayim. That's what it means. Tanya, Hayrav Bena Omer, Kala Osek Torah Lishma, anybody who learns Torah Lishma, Torasso nasas lo kisam chayim. His Torah becomes to him the sam of chayim, an elixir of life. Shnemer, like it says, eitz chayim hi l'machazikim ba. Right? V'omer, refuos tehi l'sarecha. V'omer, kibatz l'motz chayim. You find Torah, you'll find life. V'chala osik b'torah shalol lishma, and if anyone learns Torah shalol lishma, nasas lo sam hamavis. You learn Torah Shalol Lishma, it becomes a Sam Hamavis. It's elixir of death. Says Tosvos in the top on Zayin Amar Aleph, top Tosvos, says, wait a minute, Vakasha. Palm Rinon, we know. Lolam Yasuk Adab Torah, a person should learn Torah. Afal Gaf, She'eno Lishma. Even though it's not Lishma. Shemitoch Shalol Lishma, Bal Lishma. You learn Lishma, you learn Shalol Lishma, it'll end up being Lishma. Right? Here it says, if you learn Shalol Lishma, it's death. What's the pshat? So V'yesh Lomar, says Tosvos, D'trei Shalol Lishma Havi. There are two types of Shalol Lishma. D'ma Sh'amrinan L'olam Yasok B'Torah Afilu Shalol Lishma. You should learn even if it's Shalol Lishma. What's the Shalol Lishma exactly? Hainu, that is, Klomar Kadeshiach Rebbe, you want to be a rabbi, oh, Kadeshiach Biduhu, they'll give the guy COVID. He's only doing it for COVID. Certain places, they're machabit, people that know Torah. Other places, they mechaber rich people. Other places, they mechaber good-looking people. In this place, they mechaber... So he wants to be one of those special people. How do you do that? Learn Torah. That's not Lishma. Right? Or he wants to be called a rabbi. Whatever it is. It's all Shalol Lishma. It's a much, much better Shalol Lishma. Right? Much better. You have ulterior motives. Okay, you have ulterior motives. Umasha, Amrin, and Hacha, Kol Osik, B'Torah, Shalol Lishma, Asa, L'Salam, Avis, Hainami, Shalom, Ed, L'Kander. You're learning just to question. Just to make problems, just to, you know, poke holes in the Torah. That's a different story. That the guy's worth dead. The guy's better off dead. What's the reason for that? Because if you learn Shalol Lishma, at some point it starts to change, right? It starts to change, and it starts to become Lishma, right? Many times, even the Daf Yomi, people learn because there's peer pressure, right? That goes away after a while. Well, peer pressure, okay, nobody cares. It's imposed on you, you know, oh, or look at me, oh, I'm one of those guys that comes to that shir, I'm one of those guys, it's ulterior motives. That's okay, go to that shir. You keep showing up. At some point, it'll become Lishma. Right, you're doing it because you want to be an apikoros, you want to be outsmart the Torah, you're better off dead. Okay. Shnemar, it says, back to the Gemara, Yarov kamat alitchi, vein arifa ela hariga, here it means, like Rashi said, it means killing, Shenamar va'orpu sham et ha'agola b'nachal. They break the back of the neck. Egl arufa. What's arufa? To kill. Same word as yarof in the pasuk in Hazinu. Amalei Rabbi Yirmiyahu le'Rabbi Zeira. Leisi mar lisni. Come, let's go learn. Let's learn. Amalei chalash liboy v'lo yichalna. I'm not feeling well. I can't learn right now. I'm not feeling well. I can't. So leima mar milsa dagadata. At least you can tell me dagadata. It doesn't require any great energy. Tell me that I got it to fart. I'm a lay. Okay, that I can do. Hachem Rabbi Yochanan. My dechsev, it says, ki ha'adam eitz hazadeh. Because a man is the tree in the field. What does that mean? That's a pasuk in the end of the Torah. Ki shoftim, ki seitzi, somewhere over there. V'chi adam eitz pasadu? What, a person's a tree? What kind of comparison is that? Elam yishom dechsev, ki mimenu tochal, v'oso tikareis. If there's a fruit-bearing tree, kimenu tochal oso lo tikareis. You're not allowed to cut it down. You're not allowed to destroy a fruit-bearing tree. Uksibet it says oso tashchitz v'kareis. But if it's not fruit-bearing, you can cut it down. So the whole Gemara doesn't really make sense. It's a gadata because it's not a stira. It's not a stira. One pasuk says you can cut down the tree, and one pasuk says you can't. Not a stira. One pasuk was talking about fruit bearing. One pasuk was talking about not fruit bearing. It's not a stira at all. But the Gemara uses it as a drasha. Okay, so what's the pshat? Im talmud chacham hagen hu. If he's a good talmud chacham, mimenu tochal. Him you can go learn from. Go eat from him. Vos alo tachos. Don't cut that down. V'yim lav. But if not, if he's not a talmud chacham, oso tashchis v'karso. You cut that down. You cut that down. See what the Gemara said? If he's a Talmud Chacham, you learn from a Talmud Chacham. If he's not a Talmud Chacham, you don't learn from him. Tosfos asks a fascinating question. Listen to his answer. Second Tosfos. Im Talmud Chacham, right, what does Tosfos say? Pirish. What does this mean? Lamud Lefanov. Learn. You hear this? Listen to this, Mati. Learn in front of a guy who's a Talmud Chacham. Right? Pirish. Lomed Mufanov. Don't cut that down. Don't sever the relationship with that Talmud Chacham. Klomar, lo tifer menu. Don't leave him. Leilech lifnei Rabbi Acher, Rav Acher. Don't go to another rabbi. What's wrong with this one? He's a big Talmud Chacham. Stay with him and learn. V'yim lav, and if he's not a Talmud Chacham, lo tilmud lefonov. Don't learn from him. Don't learn from non-Talmid Chachamim. Says the Gemara, v'hadam rinam v'lomdim mitalmud Chacham. Afal pisha eno hagun, what you shouldn't learn from a Talmud Chacham was not proper. Kirav Meir, sheilov rifnei Acher, Rimsech Chagiga. What about Rameir? Rameir learned from Acher. Even after he went off the derech, he still learned by him. Right? Is that a good question? I think it's an excellent question. The Gemara says, don't learn from non Talmud Chachamim. That's what Tosfos answers.
Because who was learning from Acher? Didn't say Acher was from Chacham.
Yes, he was. What you're sure is he's a Tana.
Huh?
He's a Tana.
Right.
He's one of these mentioned in Pirkei Avos.
Right. So the fact that the Acher has nothing to do with his capacity.
Wait, one second. If a guy's a rabbi, a rav, a magichir, a rebbe, and he goes off the derech, you can still go here, go to his shir? No, nobody's going to go to that shir. Sorry.
Josh's answer is right.
So Tosfos answers.
That point. Who's learning from whom?
Oh, so Tosfos answers. Haynu dafka talmud chacham, yachal lilmod lefanov. A talmud chacham can go learn by that guy. Lefi shlo yilmod b'maisav. He's not going to learn from his bad ways. Now, how could someone have such Torah knowledge and still be an apikoros? That's a kasha. That's a kasha nacher, right? Avol im eno talmud chacham. But if you're a regular guy, eno rishai lilmod lefanov. Don't go learn by acher. Don't go learn by the achers of the world, unless you're a talmud chacham. If you're a mayor of the world, you go learn from the achers of the world. If you're not a mayor of the world, stay away from the achers of the world, right? It's just a very interesting concept that if you're a Talmud Chacham, then it's okay. That's so interesting.
It doesn't mean that then you should be Lechatchila, or if you did, it's okay. You
right,
have,
right.
It doesn't mean Lechatchila, you have to go run and look good.
Right.
That's also a good point.
That what?
He's already learning by him.
Right, right. Right. I don't think we have, I don't know, maybe you'll have to look long and hard to find another example of this kind of situation. A guy went off to Derech and we're still learning from him. Right, Acher was very unique. Rabbi Chama, Rabbi Chanina. My dechsev, what does it mean when it says barzel, barzel, yachad? Like iron against iron. So lomar lecha, ma barzel zeh. Echad, mechadet es chavero. One iron, you sharpen one against the other. Af, shnei talmidei chachamim. They sharpen each other in halacha. The Marsha says, don't think this is what the bad learning shalol l'shmo. I'm only going to learn so I can prove that guy wrong. That's why I'm going to learn. I want to prove that guy wrong. I can't stand it. That's okay. All you're doing is sharpening each other. That's not lakanter, like we said before. They shouldn't learn almanas lakant. That's why this is here. This is okay. This is totally okay. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Lamanim shul divrei Torah ke'ish. Why is Torah compared to ish? Shinemar, like it says, halo ko divrei ke'ish n'um Hashem. Right? Lama l'cha to tell you, ma ish eino dolek yichidi. Just like ish cannot light one by itself. You need another one. You have something to light. Af divrei Torah, ein miskaimen b'yichidi. So to learning Torah, you can't learn Torah by itself. You can't learn Torah by itself. Right? You have to learn with other people, or at least one other person, a chavrusa, something. Look, I'm going to read you what the Marsha says. He says, "Shederach limud Torah." That's the way of learning Torah. Shelo yavo adam l'day amitasa valburia. You're not going to come to the truth and the clarity of Torah el bepilpil chaverim. Only with somebody else helping you out, being mepalpil with you, back and forth. Was that really what he means? Bishona midasa ha'oveko. Okay, fine. Then he says you like an avodah zara. Okay, fine. Hainad Amar Yosi Rabbi Chanina, back to the Gemara. My dechsev, what does it mean? Cherev el abadim vino alu. I think it means sword on the, what's badim?
Alone.
What? Alone. Vino alu, you'll wear out, right? Cherev al sero ein shal tamini chachamim sh'oskin bad bad v'torah. It means a sword on the Jewish people that only learn Torah b'yechidus, by themselves. V'lo, oh, not only that, el shem metapshin, makes them foolish. Shinema vinoalno. Vinoalno means foolish. It means two things. It means to wear out, and it means foolish. For not only that, el shechotin, you sin. Ksiv hachet says vinoalu, uksiv hasa mashal noalnu vasher chataru. Right, we wear out and we sin. Right, we were foolish wearing out. It's all the same thing. Viboy seima mehacha. Another pasuk it says noalu sorei tzoan vhisu es mitzrayim. V'amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak lama nimchulu divrei Torah ke'etz. Why is Torah compared to wood? Shinemar, eitz chayim hi l'machazikimbach, right? Loma l'cha, ma eitz katam, ma dekes agadol, one tiny fire can light up, can burn down an entire city, right? Af, talmidei chachamim, kitanim, mechadadin es agadolim. Small talmidei chachamim, small students, can make a talmid chacham even greater. V'hainu, d'amar Rabbi Chanina, Rabbi Chanina said, harbe l'madati merabosai, I learned so much from my Rebbeim, the Chaveirai, Yosef Mirabosei, and my friends, my colleagues, my Chavrusa, more than my Rebbe, Umitalmid de Yosef Mikulam. And from my Talmidim, I learned the most. Even though that's true, that, so first of all, I think the Elion, I think it's the Gra, he brings down three, we just had three Mishalim for Torah. What are they? Barzel, Eish, and Eitz. Why are there three? What's three? Three mashalot for Torah? Barzel, Eish, and Eitz. Right? So the Barzel was you and your Chavrusa. You and a Chavrusa are sharpening each other, making each other better. That's one. The Eish, it was, we said, one match can burn down the whole city. Eish is a shear. One Rebbe, a lot of Talmidim. And the third one was eight, right? Then eight is the Talmidim help the Rebbe. So it's three different ways of learning, and all three are necessary. All right, the Ein Yaakov says, the Rechanina said, I learned from my Rebbeim, and then I learned from my Rebbe, from my Chavrusa, my Rebbe, and then from everybody. So my Talmidim. So the Ein Yaakov says, it has to be in that order. First, you have a Chavrusa. Then you go to the Shir, you hear the Rebbe's Torah. And then when you become a Rebbe, the Talmidim will make you even sharper. You can't start off being a Magid Shir. Oh, the Talmidim are going to make me better. No, it doesn't work that way. First, you start to slow. First, have a Chavrusa. Then, go learn by a Rebbe. Then, when you reach the Madrega, we have friends, we have Talmidim, then a Rebbe Talmidim will add on even more. It has to be in that order. Okay. Rabbi Chanin of our Papa Rami. See if it says, Likros Tzama Hatayu Mayim. The thirsty person goes to water. Ksiv it says, Hai Kol Tzama L'chu L'mayim. Then the water comes to you. So which one is it? Im Talmud Hagen Hu Likros Tzama Hatayu Mayim. If you're a good Talmud, you go there. V'im Lo Havi Kol Tzama L'chu L'mayim. And if not, they will bring the water to you. Right? Have the other way around? Mm-hmm. Oh, one second.
First one was the teacher goes to the student, the second was the student goes to the teacher.
Okay, I'm sorry. The first one what?
The teacher goes to the student.
That's if he's a bad student.
That's it.
No?
Bring water to the thirsty is the teacher goes to the student.
Okay.
Be loved. If he's not a good person,
then
the student must go to the teacher.
I got it.
I actually don't understand that.
What?
At the bottom it says here that the Navi says that the students who have been shunned by the teacher should make efforts to return to them.
Uh-huh. So this might be more hey, Rabbi Chanina bar Racham Rabbi Ksiv Yafutsu Me'enosecha Chutza Uksiv, and it says Yiyulecha Levadecha. Right? So Demar Zestira, who goes to who? Im Talmud Hagen Hu Yafutsu Me'enosecha Chutza. If he's a Talmud Chacham, if the student is a good Talmud, you teach him. Rashi says, Im Hagen Hu, if he's a good Talmud, Omer Lo Sisrei Torah. Teach him the secrets of Torah. That's Rashi busy with the secrets of Torah. How about teach him Torah? How'd Rashi say that? The secrets of Torah, right? So, it's unclear. The Gevur Sari says, Rashi said that because before we said that you shouldn't teach a student who's Eino Hagun. So it must be he's already there. The only thing left is to teach him Sisrei Torah. That's a difficult shot. The Marsha says, I think that word should be taken out, Sisrei. I think it's just a Torah.
Yeah,
just teach him Torah. Right? And the Im Lav, Hoyo L'chol L'vadecha. And if not. Listen to the Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Talmud Torah. Listen to this Rambam. Ein Malam Din Divrei. This Rambam could have been written yesterday. Ein malabdim divrei Torah, ela l'talmud hagun. Only teach Torah to a good Talmud. Noah, pleasant, b'maisav, right? O l'tam, he's complete, a good person. But if he's on a bad path, he's on a not a good path. Machzirin oso l'mutav, we bring him back. Umanhigin oso b'derech yishara, and we teach him the right path. Ubodkin oso, we check him out. V'achar kach, and after all that, machnisin oso lebeis ha-medrash and malamdin oso. Then we bring him to the beis ha-medrash. Right? Could have been yesterday.
Anything changes?
Right. Rebbe Chinev Ar-Idi, lama nimshul divrei Torah l'mayim. Why is Torah compared to water? Tichsiv, it says, havi kol tzama l'chu l'mayim. Right? Anyone thirsty, come drink water. Why is Torah compared to mayim? Lama l'cha. Ma mayim enichem akam gavoa. You put it in a high place, it goes to a low place. After every Torah, ein miskayim el b'misha daito shvala. It only stays by humble people. Right? So, I'll tell you the truth, I had a question about this. It's called gravity. Nothing stays in a high place. Water doesn't stay in a high place. A ball, a book. Not everything goes to the lower place. So what do you mean Torah is like mayim? Torah is like everything. Nothing stays in a high place. Anything goes to the low place. What do you mean?
Gets through everything.
That's not what it said. It didn't say it gets through everything. It said it goes from a high place to a low place. Why? Because it goes on an incline. Everything's like that. That's what gravity is. I'm saying deeper. I'm saying deeper here. I don't have an answer.
I can give you the gravity answer.
Yeah, what's the gravity answer?
Water, like Josh said, water works slowly. I can leave this thing over here on a slight incline. It's not going anywhere, ever. There's resistance. There's all the other stuff.
I have a water on the mat after time.
Water always goes.
Okay, very good. From a boshia.
And water also always levels.
Uh-huh. Okay, very good. Shkoyach. From a boshia. Laman infu divitaro l'shlosha mashkin halalu. Really, Torah is compared to three liquids. Mayim, water. Yayin, wine. Chalav, and milk. Tichsev, have you called someone l'chu l'mayim? That's water. Uksiv, it says l'chu shivru v'ichlu v'chu shivru below ketzef below mechir yayin v'chalav. Yayin and chalav. Lomalacha, mash losha, mashkin halalu, ein miskayimin, el v'pachas shibakelim, they're only going to, you can't put wine in a golden cup. Nobody does that. It's not good. It's in a glass. Glass is so cheap. Much cheaper than silver, right? That's better for it. After every Torah, ein miskayimin, el misha daito shvela. Same thing with Torah, only comes in a low type of person. Look at the Tosfos. The third Tosfos, v'chei nami amrina be'ervin parakeit said ba'amarvin lo b'shemayim he Torah's not in the heavens lo be'vrayam he klomar lo timsa Torah b'misha magbia atzma v'kashemayim. It's not going to be in somebody who thinks he's as high as the heavens. I'm big shot, right? Shadaito gavoa, very big shot. V'lo b'socharim, it's not going to be by merchants haholchim b'medinas hayam be'vrayam. Not going to be by those people. When it says Lo Bashamayim Hi, Lo Be'Efrayam, it means people that are constantly on the road, traveling all over the world every day, not going to have Torah there. De'i Safra, Lo Saifa. If you have Torah, you don't have Parnasa. Ve'i Saifa, Lo Safra. You can't have both. V'hachinami Isi Hasam, Lo B'Sarchonin, not by the merchants. V'lo B'Tagarin, also kind of merchants. V'lo B'Sruglin, not by the astrologers. Klomar, Be'osam Shirom Kochavim, those people that look at the stars. Amru Leil Shmuel, she said to Shmuel, one second. V'hamar b'asterigulus who? You're an astrologer. They said to Shmuel, you're an astrologer, right? What do you mean? How do you have such a big? How do you? You're an amora. Amaluhu, listen, Tasi Lee. I'm telling you, d'lo me'ayna b'hu ela b'idan d'nafkal maya. I only looked at the astrology books when I was in the bathroom. When I was in the men's room, that's when I looked at it. Right, pirish lahatel mayim to go to the bathroom. Flo ani mevatel lahatzmi. I didn't waste my time. I wouldn't waste my time with that stuff. When I wasn't in the bathroom, of course not. In the bathroom, I became an astrologer. Such a musser. Anyway, Kid Amrle, back to the Gemara.
Is that even the case? Is that true?
He said.
They become that because they have to ask the halachic shalas about that.
Correct.
They have to have that information.
Correct. So it sounds like he was an astrologer beyond the knowledge of halacha. Beyond what's necessary. That's what it sounds like, right? Beyond what's necessary for halacha. Right? So, yeah.
When Rambam learned medicine, wasn't in the bathroom.
I don't know if Rambam would agree with this Tosos.
Oh.
Right? I don't know if he would agree with it.
You have to have a
Parnassa. You have to have a Parnassa.
What?
You have to have a No, no one really says not. So, anyway, listen to this. Kedamrile Barte de Kesel of Rishur ben Chananya. The Caesar's daughter said to Rishur ben Chananya, Ichachma mufura b'chli mechur. It's amazing. Such a wise man and such an ugly person. He's so ugly. So amalei avicha rami chamra b'mani de pachara. Your father puts the gold wine in the earthenware cups, right? That's a mistake. Amalei ela b'mani nimra. What should I do? What should I do with them? So amalehu ata dechashivisu rami b'mana da'ave v'kazmi. Should put them in gold and silver cups, gold and silver jugs. That's what you should do. So Azla v'Amrula Lavush told her father that. You're the king of all, after you're the emperor. You should do that. Ramya Alechamra b'mani da'av v'kasva v'takif, and all the wine spoiled. So Asiv Amrule, Amrule Lebrate, Man Amalach, who gave you this ridiculous idea that all the wine spoiled? Hachi Amrule Rabbi Yeshua, Bechanani, it was him. So Kairi, they called him over. Amrule, Amai Ma'atala Hachi, why'd you say that? So Amrule, Kihechi de Amrule Amrula. What she told me, I told her back. Right? She told me that I'm ugly, so put the thing that you shouldn't put an ugly, then you also don't put an ugly Caleb. Same thing. Listen to this Gemara. V'ikka de Shapir Gemiri. But there are good-looking people that are Talmid HaChacham too. You have such a thing? Right? So, says the Gemara, I havi sanu tvei havi gemiri. If they would hate, that sani means to hate, right? No?
It basically just means if they would...
If they wouldn't have been as good-looking, they would have been even greater. Says Rashi, very difficult Rashi. Osim noim, osim, but the word sani means to hate. Right? Ihavi sani, if they would hate, osim noim shehem chachamim. Those good-looking ones that are chachamim. What does that mean? Tosfos says on the bottom, Tosfos one line says, Pirish, im hayusonim hayofi, you have a Talmidei Chacham and Biyoser. If they would hate beauty, they would be greater. Says the Marsha, Rashi's very difficult. You can't fault somebody how they were born, how what they look like. You can't fault somebody like that. Not their fault. I hate good looking people. That's crazy. You have to hate the. That's why Tosafot says you can't hate somebody for what they look like. You have to hate the pursuit of beauty. That is something that's worth hating. That can make you become a greater Talmud Chacham. You can't hate the person. The kid's not up to him. What does Rashi say exactly? If they hate the Talmud Chacham, why are you hating him? Because Hashem made him good looking? That's not a reason to hate him.
You need a reason to people hate each other?
No, but he's saying that'll make you even greater Talmud Chacham. Right. Says Tosafot doesn't mean that. What it means is hate the concept of beauty, hate the pursuit of beauty. That you can hate. That you can hate. Can't hate the guy because he's good looking.
That doesn't answer anything on that story.
What?
Rashi has to be right.
Why?
Because the story itself doesn't make sense otherwise.
Right. The answer is, but Hashem made him look like that. Has no bearing on what's inside him.
Correct. But,
yeah.
For whatever reason is, maybe because of, he has more strife against him. Maybe he realizes that he's got another strike. Whatever the reason is, if he was better looking, maybe he wouldn't spend as much time doing whatever he's doing.
Right. I hear. These three things only have become possible with Hesech Hadas, right? What does that mean? Rashi has a whole shot over here. Rashi says like this: If you have a different liquid, honey, you have honey, and a bee falls into the honey, or a fly falls into the honey, so just take the bee out, because it's so thick the liquid, just get it out. It won't ruin the honey, or oil even. When it comes to water, wine, and milk, they're too thin. So when something garbagey falls in, it ruins the whole cup. Right? If a piece of this falls in, it ruins everything. But honey, just take it out. It doesn't ruin anything. Because it's so thick, the honey, that whatever falls in, you can still take it out. You can't do that by wine. Some psolus falls in, that's it, the wine's ruined. The wine is ruined. So too, same thing with Torah. A little psolus can ruin everything. Right? Hezekadas, it calls it Hezekadas. After the very Torah, Eim Mishtachid El Hezekadas. Small little imperfection can be very damaging. Amr b'cham Rabbi Chanina. God liyom gishamim ki yom shenivru shemayim v'aretz. When it rains, it's like the day that the heavens of earth was created. Shemar, like it says, harifu shemayim imal, v'shechakim yizlu tzedek tiftach eretz v'yefru, yesha v'taka tatzmich yachad ani Hashem b'rosiv. B'rosiv lo nemar ela b'rosiv. Fine. Amr b'oshia. God liyom gishamim shafil yeshua par v'rababo. The rain, the day it rains is a great day. Can even have Yeshuas, Shenemar, Tiftach Haaretz, V'Yifru Yesha, Amr B'Tamchum, Bar Chaniloi, Ein Geshamim Yardim Elim Kein Nimchul Avonoseim Shal Yisrael. The only time you're going to have rain is when the Bnei Yisrael's Avonos are forgiven. Shenemar, like it says, Ratzitza Hashem Artecha Shavus Shabbos Shavus Yaakov Noos Av Amcha Katitza Kol Chatam Zela. Says the Sazemet. That's why Sukkot is after Yom Kippur. You got all forgiven. Now the rainy season can start, right? Amalei Ze'iri midahavis l'ravina. So Ze'iri from the town of Dehavis said to Ravina, who's this? Rashi says, Z'iri Stam Haya Min HaRishonim. This can't be the Stam Z'iri, who was from the earlier Amorayim. Ravina Sof Hara, Lo Rozeh. They never saw each other. That's impossible. They live hundreds of years apart. It's someone else. Anyway, Atun Mehacha Masnisa. You got it from there. Anan Mehacha Masnisa. I got it from here. Fata Tishma Shemayim V'Salata L'Chata. It's fine. Amr B'Tamchem B'Redi Rebbe Rechia. Number one. Ish Kfar Aku. Ein Agasham Netzarim. Listen to these reasons why the rains are held back. You know why rains are held back? Elin Kenes Chayvus Shemoseim Shal Yisrael Kliya. If the Jewish people are worthy, deserve destruction. Which is not even a reason. Doesn't give a reason. Shnema, like it says, Tia Gam Chum Yigzlu Mimei Shelag V'Shal Chato. Fine, that's reason number one. Amol is Iyim Medihavis, Loravina, Atta Mehacha Masnisu Lehu, you got it from that Pasuk, Anon Mehacha Masnisu Lehu, we have another, from another Pasuk, Vatsar Sashmayim, Vatata Mehera. Number two, Amr B'Chista, En Gisharim Netzarim, El B'Shvil Bittul Trumas Maisras. Is that a mitzvah ben Adon L'Makom Adon L'Chavero? Not so clear, is it?
Both.
It's both. Both. So, keep that in mind. Both. Shema, like it says, Tzia Gam Chum Yigzu Mayim Shalag. Mayim Ashma, how did I get to that? Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, Vishul Dvarm Shetzivisi Yitzchem Yimotzachama. I told you in the summertime, take off Trumas and Maisras. Velocity, you didn't listen. Yigzu Mikem Yimek Shalag Yimotzach Nishamim. So in the rainy season, I'm going to get you back. It's not going to rain. Mida Keneged Mida. Three. Amr B'Shem Ben Pazi. Ein Agishamim Netzar El B'Shul Mesapir Lashon Hara. Okay, Lashon Hara is clearly about the Chavero, no? Shinemar, like it says, Ruach Tzafon Techulel Geshem Uponim Nizamim Lashon Seser. Foot, good. Four. Amr of Salah, Amr of Hamnuna. Ein Agishamim Netzar El B'Shul Azei Ponim. Azei Ponim. What is that? Is that a bit of the Lamakam or the Chavero?
Both.
Shinemar, Shinemar, V'yimnu Mirvivim, Mubakosh, Lohayo, Metach Isha, Zonahayalach. Fine. Amr of Salah, Amr of Hununa, call other Sheshal Azaz Panim. If you are an Azaz Panim, Sof, Nichshal, Baveira, you can end up sinning. Shinemar, like it says, Umetach, Isha, Zona, Yalach. Right? You have brazenness, that's how you get to be with women you shouldn't be with. Okay. Ram Nachman Amar, Beyadua, Shinichshal, Baveira, it's for sure. Shinemar, Vahayalach, Valenava, Yalach. It says in past tense, on a future tense, there's no question it's going to happen. Fine. Amr Rabba, Barhuna, call other Sheshal Azaz Panim. If someone has asked us upon him, Mutter, Likroso, Rasha. You're allowed to call him a Rasha. Normally not allowed to call people a Rasha. You're not supposed to do that. Right? This is an exception. Shinemar, Ha'ez, Ish, Rasha, Befanov. Right? Rav Nachman, Ha'yitzchak, Amar, Mutter, Lusnoso. You're allowed to, Mutter to hate the person. It says, Sisna, Tzachich, you shouldn't hate anybody. This guy you're allowed to hate. Shinemar, like it says, Ha'ez, Panav, Yinas, Yish, Oz, I'm sorry, Oz, Panav, Yisone, Altik, Yisone, Eli, Yisan, Yisne, you should hate. Fine. Reason number five. Amr v'katina, ein agasham netzarin ela b'shvil bittul Torah. Bittul Torah is clearly ben adol l'makom. Shem, like it says, batzal tayim yomach hamikra. B'shvil atzlos shayim Yisrael, they were lazy, shal asku b'Torah, naseh sonei shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They become hated of Hashem, they become poor. V'ein mach ela honi, the word mach means poor. Shemar v'yamachuk me'arkecha. V'ein mikra ela HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shenemar, Hamekar b'mayim aliyosav. Fine. B'yosef omer mehacha, from here. Ve'ata lo ru'u or bahir, hu b'shchakim v'ruach avam, avara v'tahare. Ve'ein or el Torah, shenema kiner mitzvah v'torah. Bahir he b'shchakim. Fine. Tana devei Rabbi Shmuel, afilu b'shah sherekia nasis b'horin, l'horin talamatar, v'ruach avam v'tahare. Fine, it's all that's talking about rape. Fine. Next, number six, Amr Biami, Ein Gasham Netzarim, El Bavon Gezel. Stealing is Beradam Le Chavero. Shinema, like it says, Al Kapayim Kise Or, Bavon Kapayim Kise Or. Im Kapayim El Chamas, it means robbery. Shinema, Menachamas Asher Befiim. The Ein Or El Matar, Shinema Yafitz Anon Oro. Right? So, the Gvur Sari says there are six reasons why it rains, why it doesn't rain. It's not a machlokas. I hold this for this reason, I hold this for that reason. It's not a machlokas. They're all true. It doesn't sound like it's said in the Derech of a Machlokas, but it's not. They're all agreeing each one, and each one pulls that one point. Fine. My takante, what's your takana, right? So yarbe between. Now it sounds like this is only talking about the case of the last one, the gezel. My takante, how do you fix it? How do you fix what? If you're a goslin, right? Yarbe betfila daven. Shneur, like it says.
Can't be that.
What?
That's not the remedy for theft.
So, no, I'm sorry. Mar takante for rain.
Correct.
For rain. Mar takante for rain. Yarbe betfila davin. Shnemar v'yitzav alav b'mafgia. V'ein pegia el tfila. Pegia mishnemar. V'ata al tispalel b'ara omazeh. V'al tifka bi. So pegia means to meet me means to daven. So why does it only say Maitakante after the last one? It's like a catch-all? So this sefer called Beis Pinchas, he brings down over here, because only Gezel is with Adam L'Chavero, and the rest of them are with Adam L'Makom. So how could that be? You want to tell me some were both? Some were not clear. Azaz Panim, what is that? We're not clear what that is. Lashon Hara? Lashon Hara is really clearly Ben Adam L'Chavero, right? Every Ben Adam L'Chavero is Ben Adam L'Makom, because the Torah said not to do it. That's not what it means.
Every
right?
One of those things is the same way.
Right, right.
What's the key on that?
So what's the pshat? You know, it's a difficult pshat over here, right? Yeah. So he says a whole vart that every other avera, not how true this is, it's you can do tshuva. So the way to do tshuva on gzela is to return it.
Correct.
What if the guy's not around? What do you do? I want to return it. It's not around. I can't.
He has no children and
no one to return it to. So what do? So you're supposed to give it to the tzibur.
Yep.
Right? You give something to the tzibur, you help with the shul, you help with the mikvah, you help with the eruv, you do the tzarchei tzibur. Right? He says, what? Yeah. You think daven. That's why he puts some daven in here.
I don't know if daven is still not a...
Yeah, what's daven doing here?
Daven, no, so that's for the kishamim.
Right.
If you go with the kishamim, you're fine. If you're going to go with the... Take out specific ones. You gotta get
it. Right. Right. What does he want to say? Im kaha barzel, vula upon him kilkel.
Correct.
Im ra'isa wakia, if you see the sky, shakia ke barzel, milhol tar matar, it looks irony because it hasn't rained in a long time. Bishvil maisa hador, shehain mikul kalim. It's because of the generation. Shinemar, vula upon him. The kilkel, my takanton. How do you fix that? Is gabru barachamim shemorachamim shenemar v'chilam yiguvar, right? V'yisron hechsher chachma kolshkein imhuchshru masein meikara. All the more so that's that. So we'll do one more minute. Rish Lakish amar imreisa talmud chacham imreisa talmud shelomdo kashalav kabarzel. Spend, you know what? Kabarzel, and his learning is very, very hard, like iron. It's bishvil mishnaso she'ena sedura alav. It's because his mishnayos were never learned properly. Shenemar vihi lo panim kalkel. So they read it like this: vihi lo, he doesn't have any learning. Yeah, panim kilkel, because his whole learning was all messed up. Says Rashi, look at this Rashi: shekasha hayolo meirov kushios. He has a lot of kashas. He can't learn right. Bishvil mishnaso she'ena sedurlo. His learning was never presented properly. Ve'ena zocher maksivba. He doesn't remember anything. Lefikach eni yadei leperek. He can't learn. Inami shegursa betos poter alachiyav. He learned there's wrong girsas. Umechayev alapater. He learned chayev is supposed to be pater. Pater is supposed to be chayev. Umakshi aleha meduchti achwiti. He's bringing rice from other places. V'achi mash makra. Fahu lo she'ani yadam shamozo, then they shapanim kilkel. It's all messed up. Shekilkel b'mishnah she called them the Gemara. He didn't learn the Mishnayos right, and he went straight to the Gemara. There's more on this. It keeps on going. We'll stop here, and we'll pick up tomorrow. Everyone have a good day. Want to say kaddish?